This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, how you doing? This is Scott Lowell. You know, Ted from Queer as Folk.
Hey, this is Peter Page. Perhaps you know me as Emmett from Queer as Folk.
Hello, this is Taya Gill, and I play Lindsay Peterson.
Hi, this is Robert Gant. You may know me as Ben.
Hi, this is Michelle Clooney. You may know me as Melanie.
Hey, this is Hal Sparks. You may know me as Michael Novotny.
Hi, I'm Sharon Griff. You may remember me as Debbie Novotny.
You are listening to The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You know, the cameraman's 5 feet away, and it's, you know, nerve-wracking, and Tay and I always handled it beautifully, and we had each other, and it's just, I realized how much trust we had in each other, so I just feel so fortunate that it was her.
It doesn't really do much of a service to the community to have people forced out. We're far better served to have people, when they are comfortable enough with themselves, to be able to step out.
I have a Chinese name, Huo Guanghao. Mandarin speakers, when they ask me my name, then I tell them, they always go, "Very handsome."
Originally, you went for the role of Ted. Is that true?
That is true. When I was first brought in, I was brought in to read for Ted.
Do you know what I'm wearing right now?
We have to refer to our Miami Spy. Right?
but we do like the blue that you're wearing. It is nice.
I'm not in blue.
Damn! Damn, that's fine.
That's the last time we get colorblind spies for half price.
I know.
You know, especially when we first got there, we were the only people we knew. So we formed a very, very tight family, and it's kind of like we went through a war together.
Your Facebook picture is so hot.
Oh, my God.
You are a cutie. Jenny's a hottie.
I'm blushing now.
Kind of blushing, too. How is making me go?
We hope to see you very soon in Australia. We'll bring you down here, and we'll introduce you to some of our snakes.
Wow.
That sounded dirty.
Oh, okay. Right on, man. All right. Okay, woman. Right on. You guys are amazing. I can't believe that.
But that was the only time I ever asked for a body double suit. He was honestly so thrilled.
So thrilled to do that scene.
For me.
It brings a new term to taking one for the team, doesn't it?
Taking six for the team.
Based on, you know, Tay and I got quite a fan base going, and I think that kind of nudged Showtime to greenlight the L Word. I mean, I don't want to take complete responsibility for it, but I think I just did. I'm sorry, that was very Melanie of me. Let me just take responsibility for bell bottoms. I think I invented bell bottoms.
I've been for a little bit now. I mean, just started dating an Aussie gentleman.
Oh, really?
You've upgraded.
I have.
As a gay man who grew up in the 80s, certainly a message I'm really happy to have left for those behind me.
Would you like me to do my normal talking accent? Would you like me to, you know, switch down to an Australian accent? It'll make it easier for people to understand.
If you were to open a gay bar, what would you call it?
A wolf eater inn.
The wolf eater inn. I don't know if Melanie had a star sign, but I would have believed she would have probably been a Scorpio as well.
So funny you said that, because I always thought she was. I was like, she's such a Scorpio.
That's my dog.
I've always said that, you know, if there's a single moment of the show, if I want to be remembered for it for anything, it's that speech. I think was a beautifully written speech.
And would you have found love?
I hope so. I really wanted Emmett to end up with the football player.
Adam Barrelay. Barely legal.
They all were in their specific role. I mean it. That show was cast from a higher place. All the young actors who were too afraid to go, or all the agents who refused to let their clients go, they were right. They shouldn't have been there, because those roles were waiting for the boys who were chosen. I can't wait to meet you both.
Fantastic.
Thank you for your insightful message.
Thank you guys so much. I wish you all the best, and stay in touch. Good luck with the show.
Time to go?
Yep.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.